Monologue 9.
Everybody agrees I'm just ordinary. My face is ordinary. My voice is ordinary. My clothes are ordinary. Everything about me is ordinary. What's Frank like, they say. Frank? Oh, you know. Ordinary, they say. Now look at that man 2 rows in front. He's not ordinary. In fact, I can't see anybody apart from me who is. Even this fellow next to me. Quite ordinary on the whole, I suppose. But there's something a bit odd about his mouth. Mustn't catch his eye. Might start a conversation. Don't want that. Interesting that he was just in front of me in the queue. They looked in his bag. They looked in his pockets. Made him take his shoes off, even. They've nearly finished with the food. Though she didn't take my glass when she collected my tray. Ah. She's pressed her button again. Probably wants another gin and tonic. Had 4 already. Or is it 5? Not bad, though. At least not in this light. Good. Some of them are getting their blankets down now. I reckon that in about 30 minutes, it'll all be quiet. And then... Of course they looked in my briefcase, too. Didn't look here, though, did they? Oh, no. Though they think otherwise, I know very well who those 2 in the back row are. Noticed them when I went to the toilet. But they won't shoot. Not as long as I have this in my hand, they won't. And it's so small. Marvellous what they can do these days. Just about now, if I was sitting in Funny Mouth's seat and not by the aisle, just about now, I could probably look down and see the mountains gleaming in the moonlight. I like that. Well, now, I must go over my speech again. Mustn't forget what my demands are, must I?